You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Trump's address to Congress last night, about 500 protesters gathered in Houdini Plaza in Appleton. The protest, organized by the Appleton Area NOW and Fox Cities Indivisible, focused on several issues, including potential cuts to Medicaid and public schools and other federal funding cuts. Many attendees also had signs supporting the Ukraine, the LGBTQ plus community, and women's rights. Fans who want to attend any of the free events at Titletown for the NFL draft experience, or who want to watch the draft activities at Lambeau Field, are encouraged to register now and secure their spot for the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, April 24th through the 26th. You can register by downloading the NFL One Pass app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Fans can also register online at nfl.com/draft access. All adults who want to attend must register, and each adult can include up to 5 children per entry. The events are free and are on a first-come, first-served basis. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. The police investigation into the former principal of Xavier High School in Appleton has concluded. You may remember that Mike Mouthy was fired in November after a complaint was received by the Green Bay Diocese Safe Environment Office. Per protocol, school officials forwarded the information to the Appleton police, who say no charges will be filed. After 14 years, the Greater Green Bay Chamber of Commerce will be looking for a new leader. CEO and President Lori Radke has announced she's stepping down as of August 31st. During her 14 years, Radke steered the chamber through the pandemic, a rebranding effort, developing an economic development strategic plan, and supporting the creation of nonprofits like Wello and Achieve Brown County. Evergreen Retirement Community, based in Oshkosh, has purchased the former Kimberly-Clark headquarters in Neenah and plans to expand in the Fox Valley on the 43-acre site. A release from Evergreen says it's considering independent living apartments and assisted living accommodations in the over 178,000-square-foot office building. It would also build a fitness and aquatic center, performance space, and a place for worship. The property served as the KC headquarters from 1956 to 1985. It was then used as office space until it closed in 2020. No sale price was announced, but the property was listed for almost $10 million in 2021. A new report is giving us a picture of just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. Breaking it down for us, Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems. They need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A MAGA-aligned group says some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the American First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local election officials in Madison, La Crosse, and in Oshkosh, all of which have significant number of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Senator Ron Johnson spoke with Wisconsin constituents during a virtual town hall meeting last week. Here's Melissa Kay with the story.
Senator Johnson answered a question about President Trump pardoning all January 6th offenders, even those with criminal backgrounds.
In the end, I think Trump just got frustrated with all the detail, and he finally said, just pardon them all.
Johnson said he thought there was a miscarriage of justice in some cases.
Again, you take a look at all of it. In the end, I didn't have a real problem with what President Trump done. He did, even though I probably would have done it differently.
Those President Trump pardoned included people who took part in January 6th, but also had records for rape, sexual abuse of a minor, manslaughter, and other charges.
Daylight saving time starts this weekend as we spring forward and set clocks ahead 1 hour. That means extra light in the evening, but it also means losing an hour of sleep. Children and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, according to Dr. Casey Frymiller, a pediatrician with UW Health Kids. Sleep is so important for children because it helps them learn in school, manage their emotions, and have faster response times. Frymiller suggests families plan ahead this week by adjusting bedtime in 15-minute increments a few days before the time changes. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a 3-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Anora was the big story at the Oscars this year, and if you haven't seen it yet in theaters or on pay-per-view, you'll soon have an opportunity to stream it. Anora was nominated for 6 Oscars and won 5. The film also made history as director Sean Baker tied the record for winning the most Oscars in one night by one person. He's in pretty good company, too. The record was held exclusively by Walt Disney until Sunday night. If you want to see what all the fuss is about, check out Anora on Hulu March 17th. In case you haven't heard, word has gotten out that Adrian Brody's partner that he mentioned in his lengthy acceptance speech, which I believe is still going on.
There's so many people to thank. I will really try and be as brief as possible.
I thought so. Brody also mentioned Georgina's 2 teenage children that she had with Weinstein. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, really hoping the kids got the mother's genes and talk less than Brody. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothée Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain will change to snow this morning, and then snow will continue through the afternoon with an inch or two of accumulation possible. The wind will also be strong, 30 to 40 miles per hour. That will create blowing snow this afternoon into this evening. Conditions will gradually improve overnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.